Charles, you've done some work on the Large Hadron Collider through decoding the universe, as we've been talking about with you over the ages. Mm-hmm. Recently, scientists announced that they're getting close. They think they're going to find other dimensions now in parallel universes. This is an incredible story, isn't it?
Yeah, this is one of the most exciting possibilities that could come out of the LHC. And the theory is that, you can think of a particle accelerator as kind of like a microscope. And the more powerful the accelerator, the smaller the phenomena, the smaller the objects it can look at. And if there are extra dimensions that are small, although they're relatively large as far as extra dimensions go, if we get very, very lucky, the accelerator will be able to see these extra dimensions. And it will see it because there's going to be missing energy that is leaking into other dimensions. So there's a very interesting possibility that if we look at these collisions and a certain pattern of missing energy turns up, it could be a very good sign that we have found another dimension beyond our own.
What's the Higgs boson?
The Higgs boson, people like to call it the God particle, is the theoretical particle that imbues everything with mass. The problem with the modern version of particle physics, the best theory that we have now, it works for all the forces except gravity. It works for electricity. Works for what's called the strong and the weak forces. But the problem is particles, according to the plain vanilla theory, don't feel gravity at all. They don't have mass. So to understand mass, physicists propose that there's another particle called the Higgs boson that interacts with these particles and makes them feel gravity. Scientists have been thinking they'd find it for years. They thought they'd find it with the Tevatron. They thought they'd find it with the earlier experiments, and they didn't. And all they've been doing is setting limits on where the Higgs boson isn't. That is, their microscopes, they argue, are probably not good enough yet to see what the Higgs boson. The thing is, though, we've already passed the point at which we thought we were going to see the Higgs, the best chance of seeing the Higgs, at least according to initial theoretical predictions. So, you know, if the LHC doesn't find this Higgs boson, then it may well be that our understanding of gravity is very, very wrong, that we have to throw out our fundamental notion of how particles interact with the gravitational force.
Why do we need the LHC, the Large Hadron Collider, to find these particles?
Well, there is a relationship between energy and time and momentum and space. And some of the listeners might be familiar with the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. The Heisenberg uncertainty principle says that you can probe something at very, very small regions if you have a lot of energy to do it. So to look at things that are very, very small, you have to have a lot of energy. Similarly, to look at things that are very, very massive and very, very heavy, you need a lot of energy. The problem is with the Higgs that it's pretty massive and very small. And so to get there, to see it, you need to have a very, very powerful accelerator to do it. And we get the power in these beams by having these huge circles of magnets, miles and miles and miles around. The Tevatron, which is huge, wasn't enough to do it. So the LHC, which is bigger and more powerful and uses better magnets, we're hoping will have that power to see the particle that we think exists. And not only the Higgs boson, but also some other particles which are supposed to be around that mass range, like one which is supposed to exist and explain dark matter, called the lightest supersymmetric particle. And if we are lucky, we will see these particles because the instrument is finally powerful enough. And if not, that's almost as interesting. Because we might see some exotic phenomena, like the extra dimensions. One possibility is possibly even creating black holes. That if our machine is powerful enough to probe the ultimate limits of space, that you can't get beyond a certain point, we might start creating black holes. And that tells us where the end of the universe is on the tiny scale.
Charles, if there are other dimensions out there or other multiverses, what does that mean to us?
Yeah, it's a funny thing. There's different types of multiverses. And in some ways, scientists already believe in them. If you believe the universe is infinite, as many scientists kind of do in the plain vanilla models of cosmology, then there are really infinite universes out there. In any given volume, there's only a finite number of things that can happen. And this is actually a well-established result of quantum mechanics, that within any given volume, there is a specific number of configurations of the matter inside. And so if you carve off an infinite universe into huge bubbles, you have an infinite number of finite possibilities. So there are infinite universes out there, an infinite number of which are exact copies of our universe right now. And
a solar system that looks like our solar system?
Not just looks like our solar system, is our solar system. That on our parallel universe, parallel you are speaking to parallel me right now. Nice. And there are also infinite universes where there's little variations, like infinite universes where I'm the host and you're the guest.
Heaven help us, not on your end, but on mine. could probably do both.
I'm not so sure. There's a definite talent to being a radio host that I would not even dream of having. But there's other even weirder possibilities, like that we're exactly the same, but we're actually a hyper-intelligent race of pygmy marmosets that are talking on the radio right now.
Amazing.
All of these are out there if you believe in an infinite universe, as many scientists believe. There's another type of parallel universe where quantum theory has some weirdnesses that are explained by imagining that the universe is a bunch of sheets that are stuck together and split apart. All of a sudden, if you believe this type of multiverse, as some quantum theorists do, you automatically solve the biggest paradoxes in quantum mechanics, like why you can have a particle in two places at once, or why you can have particles spooky action at a distance, where even though they're separated by half a solar system, they somehow intuit what is happening to their twin.